Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for me. Ramaraz Yishayichu. Well, this is Mars. Asked the Rasa Shmuras. Chanan Tzigun Tzat the Chanan Tzigun Meir Zev. Nechagid the Rasa Ruchaim Tzilchal Tzichal Tzeha. Chulin Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yirmiya asked the following Shaila, the following dilemma. Evari B'Sal Nechir Shechnisu Yisrael Imayim La'oretz. According to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, who says that Basar Nechira, meat that was produced not after Shechita, without a kosher Shechita, let's say they brought it into them with Eretz Yisrael. What's the halachic status? The Gemara asks, Amos, when are we talking about? Nilem Meshevish Kalfshu. If we say the Lem is regard to the 7 years during which they conquered the land, Hashed Avatam Ishtri Lehu Tichsiv, Ubatim Lehem Kulturim of Yirmiya Ba'av Amarav, Kosei Dechazi Pesar Nechira, Mebaya. If we say that the Lem is regard to the 7 years during which they conquered the land, so they were allowed to eat on kosher food during that period. It says, houses full of good things. And Yirmiyah says, cuts of pig, katli de chaziri. They were allowed to eat that. So if they're allowed to eat katli chazir, they're allowed to eat b'sar nechira. Ela achar mikain. So Rabbi Yirmiyah's dilemma is regard to the period thereafter, after the 7 years of capturing. If by saying, Malam Shevish Koshin, on some of the seven that they captured, Kushil Shal Shev Dukhav Nitulosh Dishtri. What was permitted? There was permitted the spoils of the Gentiles, but maybe their own forbidden food wasn't permitted. So the Gemara says, Teku. Leave it unresolved. Ad kan mi divrei katro shel ha-gemara. So we've been learning through Sugis and Chulin, al pi toras agoin Rabbi Avraham Yitzchak Tucker Zatzal. So let's see what he says here. Explains that Rabbi Yirmiya was asking about the Iker Chalois Din Shechita that was Mischadish when the Jewish people entered into Eretz Yisrael. Is the pshat that it's a din b'chalois heter abehema? In other words, until now, b'chalois heter was through Nechira. And now the chalois heter is through Shechita. So Mamela, according to that, Evari b'sar Nechira, Shechnitzu l'aretz, Mutter v'achila. Because b'shas Nechirasen, it was heter. And the pshat is, since the whole Iker din Shechita, what was mischadish b'kinisasim l'aretz is only gavei heter achilas a behema, that it's permitted now. So it's not pshat that the din shechita is mechadish isurim on what happened before. It's a new din. It's a din now, you have to do shechita. But until now, when you did nechira, everything was cool. The basa was permitted by nechira, so it's a din in the basa. Maybe no, it's a din in the gavra. The gavra can only eat with shechita. And if it's a din, the gavra can only eat with shechita. And now there was no shechita, it was b'sar nechira, it's asr. Those are the two tzadim. It's pshat there was a chalais heter on the basar through nechira, and the mele, it's fine. Now, even though now you need shechita, or no, it's a din in the gavra needs shechita to eat meat, and there was no shechita done in this animal. And it's pashut that he doesn't, not talking about when he did Nechira in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, Nechira doesn't work anymore. And that's what the Ramban writes, that's Rabbi Kivega writes, the Mashenachor b'sheva shekiv shumashma devadei asr lolecho. But this Isser is only after the 7 years. Because like we saw in the Lishna Kama, in the first 7 years, Yilem B'Sheva Shekav Shu Davar Tameh Yishtri Lehu. It says, Var Meleim Kol Tuv, Bati Meleim Kol Tuv. And that's Kasli Dechazri, Dechaziri. Of course, B'sar Nechir is okay. So that would be the Besar Nechira. That would mean Besar Nechira is okay even during the Sheva Shekavshu. Certainly what they did Nechira on before. So the Gemara says that it's the Lama is talking about afterwards. Afterwards, of course, Besar Nechira is going to be asur. I mean, if they did Nechira during the Sheva Shekavshu. Only if they did Nechira in the Midbar, that's what's permitted, possibly after the Sheva Shekavshu. Now, there's an important Rosh here, because Rashi says that there's no nafka mina lahalacha. Mashaya haya. The Rosh writes, "Venerali the nafka mina v'bayazu la'adam." Sha'asar atzmoi be'echad min aminim mizman yadua ve'elach. The nafkamina would be in this shaila of Rav Yirmiyah about the Besar Nechira once they come into Eretz Yisrael. Somebody asered himself with a certain species of food from a certain time. And when the time came, he had from that min that he was eating until that time. Is it mutter for him to continue eating it? So just like over here, you have a shy love. In the midbar, it was permitted. Besar Nechira. So maybe it continues, this food being continues being permitted afterwards. Continues being permissible afterwards. Maybe no. Now that it's aser, it's aser. Inam kon shiratzu bezen lesser dover echot. Moshe the gemina sovtik chav mishlok v'skiyotzev hen. Another possibility is that Beis Din wanted to ask her something. If they asked her the cheese of Avdei Kochavim, so what about if you had it beforehand? Meaning a Jew had cheese of Avdei Kochavim before the Yisr. Is he allowed to eat what he already had? And what the Rosh is trying to tell us is that since the Gemara concludes with a take and it's a sveka d'dina, so when a person asks himself with something which is a neder, which is d'orais, we go l'chumra. But where based in asers, it's only d'rabbanan. There we go l'kula. So in the first case, we're dealing with a neder, d'orais, we go l'chumra. In the second case, you're going with the Nisr Beis Din, which is the Rabbanan, and you go to Kula. V'heinein divrei ashach b'shulchan aruch yaradeh in Reish Yud Ches. And that the Ramah writes in Sif Beis, t'kal shasu takono, ki yotzi b'zeh shasu l'nimkor afilu ma sha'ilam koydem l'chei. There was a certain takonis call, they made a takanas call not to sell something. So the Ramah says, they're not allowed to sell even what they had beforehand, even what was in their possession beforehand. And on that, the Shach writes, "Fitivra Rosh b'didan b'chulin deichashad amoyis alatzma izidav Hashem erei davar zeh alat asur alayt shizkiv nidor karbon akonid avinedor gamidor aiso v'skalas Hashem dan ushuim ken asur lechol meresa minchen aiso b'yadu d'sveiget reis l'chumra shrebay lo nivshitav v'stam nidorim shelanu shein matbis v'shum taru v'enosa alav amin." So the Shach says, that's the Shach that's saying what we said before, that depends if it's Darais or Darabonon. Because when you ask yourself on something on yourself, and you say a Lashon of Karban or Kainam, you make a Lashon Neder Daraisa, or you make a Shavua, and you're with Hazkaras Hashem, we're using Hashem's name. So if you had it beforehand, the Shach says you're allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat it because it's Safek Daraisa. In other words, in the Rosh is Safek, if it's Daraisa, then it's Aser. But if it's Tam Nidorim, that you're not Matpis on anything, and it's only Darabonan, so then you're allowed to, because Sveka Darabonan Lakula. So here, if the call made a takana, not to sell something, and then you already had it in your possession beforehand, so apparently it would be mutter, because it's only de rabbanan. The Omnam Kval Nilu Kol HaMefarshim. The Mefarshim have a lot of trouble with the Rosh. Rabbi Kivega writes, V'lo zachisi lohavin divrei HaRosh. V'heim ha'nifloim mimeni. He says, I just can't make sense of this Rosh. It's beyond me. And the Ikar Kasha is that by B'sar Nechira Shechnisu La'aretz, Halo B'shas Nechirosan Heter Havi. If it's B'sar Nechira, they brought it into Eretz Yisrael. When they brought it in, it was Heter. Because Nechira B'midbar Hayi B'makom Shechita. Nechira in the Midbar was instead of Shechita. So what does it matter? Like Avi the Behema, what does it matter whether it was Nechira or Shechita? Now there's a Chalois Heter on the Behema. But when somebody asks something on himself, what does it matter if he had it or not? We had it before. The Icarus was on the Gavra. He's answering it on himself, this item. You can't say there's a chalais heter on the item. So what's pshat? How could it possibly be that just because he had it before means he's going to be allowed to continue eating it if he made a neder? Does it matter if he made a neder? What does it matter if he had it before? Now he made a neder that he's not allowed to eat it. We talk about this nechira. Nechira means there's a chalais heter in the behemah, so it's beseder. If you made a neder, you're not going to eat a certain food. So what does it matter if you have it before? So the mefarshim have a lot of trouble with this halash. Other kashas they ask. The noida b'Yehuda and madura tinyon and yiridei and simit samach dalid writes the ishladak teik b'losh and harosh. Shekosav shish nafgamina bebay yazul la'odim she'oyser atzmoy be'echad min aminim. Mizman yadua ve'elach. He asked something on himself from a specific time. Why mizman yadua ve'elach? Why does it have to be mizman yadua? Just say he asked it on himself. Why does he have to say that it's mizman yadua? It's pashut that until now it wasn't usher, and it's only usher from when it becomes usher. Why does he have to say mizman yadua? Of course, but whenever it's usher, it's usher. So the Nodav Yehuda discusses this. In the Chuvas of one of my favorite Chuvas farm, Machne Chaim, Chel Galif Simen Nun Hey, there's a lot of kashas in the Rosh. Why does the Rosh say She Oicha V'Holech Ad Shigiyaz Man Ha'Isser? It's Tzfas Yeser. Even if he didn't eat, what does it matter? And he also says, is he allowed to eat what was in his hand? What remained in his hand, why doesn't he say, is he allowed to eat what was in the world before the Chalai Sisser? That should be the Rosh Hashanah. Anything in the world before there was a Chalai Sisser, maybe it still continues being permitted. Since it was permitted before and it was in the world, it's still permitted. And only what came into the world afterwards is going to be us. So see there in the Machne Chaim, he has a good sprach, the Machne Chaim. It's not so hard to understand. Usually. So apparently the Pshat in the Rosh is as follows. That he holds in the Shailav Rabbi Yirmiya that really we can say that the Ikar Chalois Din Shchita, what was Mischadish when they came into Eretz Yisrael, is a Din in the Gavra. It's a Chalois Heter for the Gavra to eat. Until they came into Eretz Yisrael, they were allowed to eat Bisar with a Chalois Heter of Nechira. When they came into Eretz Yisrael, it was Mischadesh, Shemutu Lechol Basar Rak Al Yidei Chalois Heter Shel Shechita. Yoter Mizaf, Afilu Sheyesh Lomar, Shebemet Lo Haya B'Maaseh Nechira B'Midbar B'Chlal Chalois Din Shel Maaseh Heter Mamish, Ela Kevan, Shehaya Az Isur Shel Evil Menachai, V'Chein Isur Shel Nevela, Mishum Zen Etztavu Al Nechira, Yidei Shelo Yeh Isur Evil Menachai.
Because
שעל יד התייה מותרס להכיל, אבל לא רק מייסי נחיר הבאמה, שהידי זה יפקו ממנו בסורים, שחול עליה בחייה. In other words, in Spanish, what that means is that could be that the nechira is not a chalais heter, but a nechira takes away the iser. And until now there was an iser evil menachai, and now there's no longer an iser evil menachai. And that's why you need the shechita. Shechita makes mamash a chalais heter. So it could be like this, that until now, either the Nechira makes a Chalois Heter, or the Nechira doesn't make a Chalois Heter, but at least it takes away the Yisur. And what Rav Yirmiyah is asking is, if the Iker Din Shechita, or was Mischadesh, when they came into Eretz Yisrael, is Kipshuto, is it a Din in coming into Eretz Yisrael? That was the fact that they came into Eretz Yisrael's mechayev them in this mitzvah. And Memela, when they brought Besar Nechira, that's what answers them. Or maybe no. You could say it's Var Chiddush. And that is that the Iker Tzivui on the Shechita, when they come into Eretz Yisrael, is only on the Chalois Shem Achilas Eretz Yisrael. In other words, only on Achilas Basar, that's together Achilas Ha'oretz. That's what they were mitzvah b'Shechita. But Achila that was together Shel Achilas Midbar, there was no Din Shechita. So until now, the Nechira was cool, as we explained. But now we have a Shaila. Is what's Mechayiv them in Shechita, the fact that they came into Eretz Yisrael, and Memela, now they're in Eretz Yisrael, they're Mechayiv in Shechita, and they can't eat this meat anymore. The Gavra came into Eretz Yisrael, and he's only can eat meat with Shechita. Or maybe no. It has to have a Chalosh Shem Achilas Eretz Yisrael. And this achila doesn't have a chalais shem din achilas Eretz Yisrael. Because it's achilas midbar. V'zeh meduktok b'loshen b'ayis Rabbi Yirmiyah. He writes, Eivori b'sar nechir she'achnisu Yisrael la'aretz. He doesn't just write b'sar nechir. Or b'hema sheninchor or b'midbar v'achnisu Yisrael imam la'aretz. Since the shaila was, if the ikar tzivui and the shechita was on Basar that's begedr shel achilas Eretz Yisrael. So he asks about Eivorei Basar Nechira, not Basar Nechira Kipshuto or Behema. He asks about Eivorei Basar Nechira. Because if it's Eivorim, the Pshat is, they're already limbs. It's already cut up. So that means that the Tchila was already in the Midbar. אם כן, חלוי שם אכילה בזה ואכילה סמידבר. And therefore he's asking, is the very fact that they came to Eretz Yisrael מחייב להם את שחיטה? Or no, אכילה סער את סער מחייב להם את שחיטה בבשר נחירה that they already started eating in the midbar. So there it's fine, because that's Achilas Midbar. And that would mean that if they already started eating it, if they didn't start eating it in Eretz Yisrael, meaning they did Achil on the Midbar, and then they only started eating in Eretz Yisrael, Vadar B'chayv and Shechita, that's Achilas Eretz Yisrael. The only Shaila was, maybe it's considered Achilas Midbar, because they started eating it in the Midbar. So now we understand the Rosh. נפקמינה לגבי עמד המועסר על עצמו מן מנעמינה מזמן ידוע ואילך. כשהגיע אויסר זמן, היה לו מאויסר אמין. So that's why it says from his remember the Nodi Yidah, Nodi Yidah is wondering why מזמן ידוע. Whenever it's also from later. What's this זמן ידוע? No. מזמן ידוע ואילך. When that time came, היה לו מאויסר אמין, the Rosh Hashanah was. At that time, he said, חבוב כסלב. And on that day in Chof of Kislev, he had Me'osa Amin. He was eating until then. Is it mutter to eat what's left in his hand? That was his pashut. That if he asked this min now, immediately, it's pashut he's now to eat from that min. But if he answers it, means man yadua. So there we need that there should be a chalais shem achila, meyoseh man veilach. But he's already eating it before. In other words, it's gevaldik. Just like in the midbar, he was already eating it before, and therefore it's considered achilas midbar. So here also, he was already eating it before. He was only answering it mizman yadua. But he was eating it before. But dafki, he was eating this food before. So maybe now this is considered, the eating is considered from before the nether and not after. Or wasn't biyado, he's not allowed to eat. How could there be a head there? But if he started eating before, so there's a chalais heter on this meat. And also the Rush asks, Beis Din wanted to ask you something. Let's say you have from that min before. And then Oda just says, it's the same idea. They asked it from a specific time. Also, he started eating it before. So it comes out that Rav Yirmiyah's shaila is what's the isser of what does shechita say? The chiyuv of shechita. It's the chiyuv of shechita. If it's together, only if it's together, because they came at Eretz Yisrael, and then if they didn't chiyuv in the midbar, it's no good or no. Even if they. It has to be together achilas eretz Yisrael, not the knisa eretz Yisrael. It has to be together achilas eretz. If they start eating before, it's not together achilas eretz Yisrael. We can add the Birkei Yosef in Or HaChaim Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph. But there are those who are makel to eat basar mevushal. That was remained from the Suda of Shabbos Chazon. They want to bring a raya from the Rosh. And the poskim say with the Rabbanan, we go lakula. So you're also not eating meat during the 9 days of Minuk. All of Ishtri. So the Or HaChaim brings from the Sefer Nechba B'Kesed, that's Mechalek, that what remained from Shabbos was already also from Rosh Chodesh. So already has a Shem Isser. If it's from before Rosh Chodesh, say there, but if it's already, but if it's meat that already was from after Rosh Chodesh, and they just... We just mutter on Shabbos Chazon, it already has a shame, it already has a shame answer. But if Rosh Chodesh fell out on Shabbos, then it would be mutter. So that, like we're saying, if it already was answered before, so then it's already aser. It's too late. But if you started eating it beheter, then it would be fine. Because already yatzah lav shem heter. So without the Rush, you can say that the Gemara's whole Shaila is dafka about Nechira, and Nechira is already, there was already a Chalais Heter in the Midbar. But here, you're now that eat meat during the 9 days. So the rest of the 9 days, you're now that eat, what does it matter what it was Mutter on Shabbos? But you're now that eat, it's at the end of the Gavri, now that eat meat during the 9 days. But the Rush extends it also to a Neder. And the Rosh says not only this meat in the midbar, but also a neder, because pshat is that once you started eating it beheter, so this is considered mutter meat. It's not considered achilas eretz Yisrael. So too, it's not considered the achil of the neder from this specific time. It's considered the eating of the earlier time. So to the meat of the 9 days. If you already started eating it before the 9 days, or Shabbos was Rosh Chodesh, then it's already meat of Heter. It's considered eating of earlier times, but it's very hard to swallow that, if you'll excuse the pun, because it's a dinin avelus. In other words, what does it matter whether the meat was already permitted and it's achilas Heter? How could it be achilas Heter? The whole word is you have to show your avelus. Now during this period of the 9 days, you have to show your avelus. So it's hard to say that it's avelus. You're showing your avelus. No, it's not a problem of avelus because you already started eating it before. It's already mutter before. Then again, you have the Rosh. And the Rosh is shver. But you have the Rosh. The Rosh says, you made an eder mizman yadu. And if you started eating before, it's considered eating from before. But by the 9 days, it's harder to hear that svara, because by the 9 days, it's mamish. This is zman of avelus. So we're not so interested in the meat, we're interested in how it makes you feel. And it makes you feel great. By the neder, you can say, all right, it was already neder, it was an isr chefza. You can say, already Hashem heter yatz, it was already yotze on this, so the neder doesn't apply to it. By avelus, or pashit. In any event, obviously there's velts more to say about this, and therefore I request that you stay tuned for a lot more incredible Torah in this sugya. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.